Greetings, Metaphysician 7, Metaphysics Rantcast. Now, as I reread this particular job description, the one concerning being kind of like the overnight caretaker for street youth battling addictions and mental health issues, as much as I kind of want to say to myself, do it for the cause, do it because you've been there and you know, and you can probably break through to some of them. There's also the more larger reality that is, you ain't 100% right in the head, right? Or at the very least, I shouldn't say that, but at the very least, if your own affairs are kind of like in order to an extent, but you're kind of like, you're still trying to face your own quote unquote demons. I even hate saying that, but that's the easiest way to express it. When you're facing your own demons, is it smart to, go into the front line dealing with youth? And I think it's because it's youth too, that it's even more, that there has to be more caution towards, who takes that role. So I look at it, I read it, I reread it, and I'm just like, I am not the best candidate for this right now. Definitely not. So in one sense, it's kind of like talking yourself out of something. But it's talking yourself out of something in a way that is, you've sort of analyzed the tasks. You understand what that kind of job entails, and you say to yourself, the person who's the figure who's going to be kind of in charge of the caretaking needs to be of sound mind, needs to be of, somebody who's all put together, or at least more put together than I feel I am right now. So the road to quote unquote Operation Mend the Mind is still one that's in progress. Therefore, we need to back off of anything, rushing into anything that's too, that might expose your own inadequacies in a certain way. So that was very long-winded, I guess, but that's what I have to say about that. And then there's these other continuous phone calls that I keep making to this one person, and I'm always getting the same exact response, which is, this person is unavailable. I'm kind of like, are you really on the phone all day? Actually, let me try again right now. Give me one second. Yeah, I just called again, and it's like, the person that, XYZ extension is unavailable. And that's like, that's probably the last I'm going to try for today, knowing the hours of operation of this place. They're unavailable now, they're going to be unavailable for the next 20 minutes. So, very strange. Try again tomorrow morning. I'm definitely not strolling up in there. Because as I remember, even up until a month ago, like, people showing up to get at me directly because they want shifts. And it's kind of like, there's this weird, like, open door policy there in this shelter environment that doesn't really exist in a lot of other workplaces, right? So I'm like, I'm being called downstairs from my reception. They're like, yep, this guy is here. I'm just like, did you really need to entertain this? Because in some cases, you know, like there's a spectrum of how far off, let me say that another way. There's a spectrum on which you are mentally stable or unstable. And you, being in the role that you're in, have been deemed to be of sound mind to a point, of a certain caliber. Now, some of the people that you've employed to do this one particular role that doesn't involve much other than stand there and ring a bell, some of them aren't exactly all there. I mean, I've already described some of the instances. For example, you know, people doing mad perks before an interview, which I can't really judge on. You know what I mean? I can't judge that, but that's just to say that, you know, in that kind of environment, it's common for people to be coming off the street in various states of, you know, intoxication, or they're on meds or off their meds, or, you know. There was even one day, and I'm not going to talk too much about the shelter thing anymore, but one day showing up to work and like the cops had chased some dude at the back. Some dude was apparently like jerking it in front of some woman or something, and I'm just kind of like, eesh. But and then everybody's demeanor was just kind of like, oh, it's just another day. You know what I mean? So I guess I'll cut this short. You have one position you want that you feel you're really qualified for. Difficulty getting at those people. Difficulty communicating with them in the sense of actually getting a hold of them. Another position that you could probably get, but you yourself know that you're not the best match. You know. So, on that note, thanks for listening. Peace.